From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an explosion in China. A shipment of explosives blew up in Tianjin, China on Wednesday, killing 7 people and injuring at least 300. There was no immediate explanation for the blast, although it is believed to have occurred in a shipping container. Egyptian affiliate of the Islamic State group says it has beheaded a Croatian it abducted last month. Croatian Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic said authorities in Croatia could not 100% confirm the death of Tomislav Salopec. Since last year, the Islamic State has beheaded or executed more than 3,000 people. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter announced today that he has been diagnosed with cancer. Mr. Carter issued a brief statement saying that he would be undergoing treatment for the disease, which he said has spread widely throughout his body. Africa has marked a full year since it last recorded a case of polio, a key step in a future eradication of the disease. The last recorded case of polio on the continent was in Somalia last year. Syrian activists say at least 36 people were killed Wednesday by rebel shelling and government airstrikes near Damascus. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif held talks Wednesday in Syria with President Bashar al-Assad. He was expected to discuss Iran's plan to end Syria's civil war. The Chinese government allowed the value of its currency to drop again Wednesday. The move prompted a second decline in major stock markets around the world. U.S. stocks initially declined but recovered most of their losses by the end of trading Wednesday. This is VOA News.